Bullishes.
Bullishes?
Did you ever hear that?
No, I never did.
Well, there was a girl from Scott County was down here one time, and they said something about going to the woods and hunting some bullishes, mm-hmm. and she said, "Where can we find them heifers?"
Tell me something about the animals that you'd have on a farm and where you'd keep them and what sort of buildings you'd have on a farm.
Well, we never did have a big number of cattle. We always kept some cows, and through our life we kept one or two cows we milked, and we kept extra feed for that milk cow.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept them now for, you want me to tell, way years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we turned them on what we call outside. There's the farmland, it was fenced. Mm-hmm. And the cattle was turned on the outside. And they would go sometime 3 and 4 miles, you know, to the best grazing areas.
This, when you talk about the outside, that
wasn't fenced in at all. That was on the outside.
Uh-huh.
And then in the wintertime, we would put them in our fields where we had corn and peas and cotton and things like that growed mm-hmm. on the inside, and they'd eat out the fields through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
But that would help feed them. We wouldn't have to gather feed for the cows as long as we had corn stalks and shucks and
mm-hmm.
and peas and pea vines, things like that. That lasted till on after Christmas anyway. And
mm-hmm.
then we'd have corn. We usually fed our dry cattle just corn. It wouldn't keep them fat, but it would keep them strong.
Your dry cattle?
Yes, the dry cattle, that's the cow that wasn't giving milk. The dry cattle was cattle that wasn't, that's what we call them,
uh-huh.
that wasn't giving milk. We call the milk cows. And they usually had a calf.
Uh-huh.
And we would let the calf, we call it suck, you know, get its dinner. And we would take it away from its mother
uh-huh.
and milk the cow. And then we'd take the rope off of the calf and let it go back to the mother. And
uh-huh.
And feed it some too, and usually it was a growthy calf. Our milk cow's calves growed faster than our dry cattle calves did.
Hmm. What would you call the buildings that you'd have around to keep the
We call
cow?
That the barn.
Uh-huh.
And we kept our corn and hay and what they call fodder. You know what fodder is? That is the leaves off of the corn stalks that people gather in the summer. You've seen corn grow, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, and the leaves, the big long leaves.
Uh-huh.
Well, men would go, well, there's some women did that. I never did pull fodder, but they'd go at the top of the stalks when the ear corn got pretty near matured, and they'd go to the top of the stalks and pull that leaves down
uh-huh.
and link it together and put it over there. Over the ear till they got a good many of them, and then they'd make a what they call bundle of fodder.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd let that stay out in the field till it dried, and then we would go when it was light, we could bring in a number of bundles of fodder.
Mm-hmm.
And we put that in this building, this barn, what we call barn, and the cows would eat that through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd gather hay, and most everybody had a good sized patch of peanuts, penders, whatever you want to call them. And we'd pick the peanuts off and give the vines to the cows.
Mm-hmm.
And of course that was help